Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I had like a traffic cone in my room for 4 years because it was just like, oh, like somebody brought it here drunk. And then it was like, well, I'm not going to give away a traffic cone. Like, I can't just throw out this traffic cone. She's like, let me get your number and give you my number. She writes her number down on a piece of something.
With a heart or something?
No, and she kisses
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Robbie.
Oh, my God. Not today.
Hey, Emily.
Hi.
What do you want to start with? We could do the cup. We could do a little memory lane. We could do a sweet and sour. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm reading. I'm like glancing at this sweet and sour, and it's. I'd like to read it.
Let's do it.
Let's just not even talk about it and just do it.
Okay. Let's get into it.
It's titled Babysitter Tattoo.
Okay, and here's just so you know, I might stop you in between because when you read the whole thing, sometimes I forget what goes on in the beginning.
I'm sorry, do I go too
fast?
No,
it's not you. Oh. It's like, you know, you didn't write it.
Okay.
I just forget sometimes. No, it's good.
Hey, Rob and Jamie. I have a 7-month-old son. Recently, his babysitter got a huge tattoo on her back with his name and birthday. I had told her a small one with his nickname would be okay, but this is just way too personal. I'm his mother and I don't even have a tattoo for him. I feel super uncomfortable about this. I'm thankful that he has someone in his life that loves him so much, but this is going too far. What would you do in this situation? Thanks, Mommy. Kristen from Denver.
I would not watch The Hand That Rocks the Cradle if I were you. Don't watch that movie.
I don't like this at all. It's super weird to me. I have spoken very honestly about this before, like with friends on podcasts, whatever. It was a learning curve for me about nannies. Like, I had this fear that like my kid would want my nanny over me. I would like not let my nanny hold my baby for a long time. Like, I was a psycho. So there's a lot of hormones going on and just like a lot of stuff. But if my nanny came home with a huge tattoo of my child's name and birth date, I would be worried to leave my child in their care and like that they wouldn't run off with my kid.
I'd want to move.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm so sorry, Kristen. Like, I know how hard it is to find good childcare and find somebody that you know loves your child, but this feels uncomfortable.
Just to take the other side, since we try and do sweet and sour,
you must,
or whatever.
Because I'm very far the other way right now.
So am I. I'm on that plan.
You can check me right now if I'm being off base.
I'm just trying to say the only way you could shed light on the other direction is if this is someone who's covered in tattoos. It might make it a little, because to me, I have no tattoos.
She wrote the word huge. Like, if it's the baby's name is Nicholas and she puts like Nikki.
Oh,
like,
we have a photo. Oh,
let me
my
see.
God. Thank you. Who is this? Kristen? Thank you, Kristen. You listened. Oh, wow. She's not covered in tattoos.
It's a baby feet.
Oh, and the toes are like curled.
It takes up her entire shoulder blade. What are those at the bottom? Pumpkins?
I think they're flowers. I thought they were scribbles
pumpkins?
At first.
Terrible tattoo artist.
Wow. Wow.
That's huge. Look, it seems to me like this nanny is attaching herself to the love of this baby, which is like nothing else, in a way where maybe this is filling some void for her. I think she's going to have serious regret over this tattoo.
Oh, I think someone who's crazy enough to do that will never regret that tattoo.
Really?
I think she will never regret that because she's a lunatic.
Wow.
Right? Like, how could you... I don't know. That seems fucking crazy to me. Okay, oh, here we go. We got zoomed up.
Muffin Man with his nickname. Muffin Man. That's what she calls him. That would piss me off.
Yeah. Right. Zoom up on
that.
That
would just
shit.
Piss me off in general if my nanny had like that level of like nickname tattooed on her.
What? So you crossed out the actual name? Is that what we crossed out?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Muffin Man.
Creepy.
That's fucking... Yeah, I wouldn't be okay. And then, like, imagine the second that she shows you that and you're in the car and you have to be like, okay, let's go to my house now. Or, like, you're in your own home. That is fucking wild. Now, you got to watch Hand That Rocks the Cradle. But can you Google Hand That Rocks the Cradle and just read the, like, summary of the movie, please? When she was assaulted by her doctor, Claire Bartel, Annabelle Segura, reported him to the police. And rather than go to prison for the crime, he killed himself. Wow, I didn't remember that about it. The shock of the accusation and suicide caused the doctor's pregnant wife, Peyton, to have a miscarriage. Driven mad with rage, Peyton poses as a nanny for the Bartel family. Her plan to tear Claire's life apart, seduce her husband, Matt McCoy, and eventually murder the woman she blames for ruining her life. Wow. That kid's name? Muffin Man. That's fucking...
Wow.
I feel like we got to do something. Are we just supposed to go on with the pod now? Should we call the local authorities?
She might as well be sleeping with the woman's
husband. Where's she from? It says Denver.
Point. Denver.
Yeah. So, okay,
Kristen,
Jamie.
Are you okay?
Okay, Jamie. Let's say you had a nanny. This happens. What's the next step?
I may cut her, talk to her.
Which is just you're fired?
Yep.
And is it that day?
That night when she goes home.
Right, you call
or
up and say...
before she goes home. What before should she he goes say? Home. While we appreciate like how much you...
your
like,
dedication.
You love our child and your help. Like, I hope you can understand this just like doesn't sit well with us. It's, you know, we want you to love him and care for him and have your own relationship and bond with him. But like to tattoo him so profoundly on your back forever just feels like oddly intimate.
Because think about this. We've been friends for over 25 years.
You're not on my body anywhere.
Could you imagine I showed up and I was like, look at my new back tattoo, Jamie. And it
what
said like
it say, Jamie Lee?
Or if it said like Bo and Jack with like people playing baseball inside of a house and a mom screaming at them. You know what I mean? Like that's like the constant thing going on at your house. They want to play baseball inside and you're like, no, it has to be outside.
But by the way, I'm letting them play inside just in another fucking room. Like not in like the room where I am.
It would be a little less crazy if I got your name tattooed on me somewhere really small, like Jamie Lee. It would be,
Ooh, Cutter wouldn't like, I don't know if Cutter would like that.
Oh, I think Cutter wouldn't mind.
You don't think?
No, because I think he gets our relationship the same way Kasim did. Because when Kasim, before Kasim ever met you, he was like, you and Jamie, like, must have a thing, like the way that, like, you talk about her and the way that, like, you guys, like, enjoy each other's company, whatever. The first time he spent time with me and you, he was like, oh, he's like, I was totally wrong. Like,
I get it.
And it's like, yeah, I don't think there's anybody who hangs out around us, even people who watch his podcast, like they just get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I don't think he would be like, oh, that's crazy. But I think he would be like, dude, you only have one tattoo with Jamie's name on your arm. Like, why do you? But like, really, if I got... like, yeah, look, Jack and Bo on my shoulder. Like, that would be... Imagine.
Yeah, but even that I'm fine with. You're not alone with them. You're not, like, not leaving them in your care all the time where I'm worried that you're oddly obsessed with
Jamie,
my children.
Jamie, what would the conversation be if I came over to your house next Sunday to watch
you
football?
You know I would cry and be like, you love them so much.
100%. But what's the conversation when I walk out the door?
That. From me, it's still. Probably not from Cutter. He'll talk shit about you, but
I think you would both be like, Rob's never had a tattoo before, and all of a sudden he has
you
the
know
kids
me.
Named.
I would be like, he loves them so much, but you would never do that. So what are we having this conversation?
Right, that's
for?
Why it's so insane.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow, she really, Kristen. I just hope you're all right, because that lady, I think she's like in the movie. It's basically she wants to kill Kristen and become the mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I would, you know what I would do?
Man.
I would push her as much as possible to be like, hey, you like, I would be setting her up with guys.
No, she's not coming back in the house. This is not okay.
Okay, but just push her into like guys, or like you should be like, oh, you should have like she needs somewhere else to place her love.
This baby is 7 months old. He's not even giving anything. Like this baby has barely even begun to like smile, recognize, reach for, give you the love that like you get. Like this is uncomfortable and weird. He's still a blob. And he's making, and this woman feels inclined to tattoo him on her body.
And by the way, just in case we didn't make this clear, only tattoo on that woman's body that we saw.
Yeah, there were no other tattoos on the back. I mean, I doubt this is her first. That was a large ass tattoo. That's ours.
I don't know. Something about the toes being curled on the foot make it crazy too.
It's very personal. There was a photo that was referenced for sure. Those are his feet. Those are not like some random baby feet. Those are Muffin Man's feet.
Right. By the way, you know me and Annie have talked about that. When we jerk off, we do that with our foot. We cramp our foot, right,
you
Annie?
You talked about that with each other?
That's what we talk about, yeah, when the camera shut.
No, we might have talked about it on a pod somewhere, like on your mom's house or something, but it was like...
Really?
But listen, it's like twice a year when it just randomly happens. Sometimes like when you're jerking off, like I'll like cramp my foot.
It only happens twice a year.
It's just for like more sensation.
And you know
what we're talking about?
It's that time of year again.
Watch.
Where my toes curl.
I'm gonna find where we talked about it. It might have been like YMH Live or some shit.
Find the tape, man.
Oh, of course. And then when I find the tape, you're gonna be like, yo, I knew the tape was there. I was just fucking around. Everything with Annie, it's like a never
mean, Annie's,
ending.
Annie's who finds the tape.
Yeah, you find the tape. do we have a memory lane? This is Chad's first time producing, so I'm really gonna throw everything. You know, we have to throw.
Man, do it.
Excuse me, too. I am very injured. I have an injured hand that I've been cradling. I don't know if you've noticed in the videos at home.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I'm going to need another compilation video, please. I'm going to need
thoughts and prayers. Go ahead. Well, now you got to tell the story.
I banged it on a doorknob, and you know you get that like funny bone, like, ah,
it's throbbing.
It's throbbing. And it's been hours and still throbbing.
Still throbbing. Well, thoughts and prayers with Jamie.
WTF, what's happening? Also, my hands look mad old lately. Anyway.
You were just so New York right there. I miss New York, Jamie.
She's here.
I know. She doesn't always, you know. I see Mom Jamie a lot, man. Here we go, memory lane.
Okay. Remind me of when I was young and had a hand that worked. I know this.
Oh, wow.
I know this.
Oh, Jamie, you look beautiful.
Thank you. This is the Emmys.
Yeah.
That's Catherine Narducci hugging us. This is at the HBO party at the Pacific Design Center. 2008 or 7?
I'm going to go, yeah, I wouldn't say 8. I'm going to go, I agree with all that stuff. It's the HBO party. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
You look like
that's my favorite dress I've ever worn in my life. And it was the one year we were late to the Emmys and we missed the whole red carpet.
I never did the red carpet anyway.
But we were together and we got there late. It was like, we were all
Why
together.
Were we late?
I think the cars were late picking us up. It was some drama.
You remember the first time we ever went and we all took a bus together?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was
fun.
Fucking a New Jersey Transit bus. You know, you look like you're in like a wedding gown commercial. You know what I mean? Or like an ad for a wedding. Like that
thank
look.
You.
The like over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. So what year? Did we get a year?
Did we write? Were
2007?
We right?
2006. 58th Emmys HBO After Party, LA.
Here we are.
Yeah, yeah.
What a night.
Look like a baby. I am drinking.
You are focused on something.
Yeah, well,
I don't know
Kathy
if it's
Narducci.
Kathy's forehead or someone behind her, but you are laser focused on something.
Well, there's other pictures.
Also,
can you...
the white of your eyes are very white. You know, when it's so crazy. So when you're on like a hit show, the amount of, and you're actually making like a lot of money consistently and you finally have job security and you're working and you're flowing and it's all good, the amount of free shit that gets sent to you and the amount of like, just, it's wild that like the more you make, the freer everything becomes.
Yeah, you know, like, because I was like a
it's
hoarder
not fair.
I was a hoarder when I was in like my whole life, but up until like, you know, 28 or 30 whatever, and got sober and like watched stuff about minimalism and, you know, you let stuff go. But I was watching these people who were talking about it, and they were basically saying that, like, when you grow up poor and people give you stuff, the thought of, like, giving it away or like not holding on to it is like foreign to you, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Like I had like a traffic cone in my room for 4 years because it was just like, oh, like somebody brought it here drunk. And then it was like, well, I'm not going to give away a traffic cone. Like I can't just throw out this traffic cone because like I just had that mentality in my head where now like I've told you, I forget who, oh, it was when Kasim got me a birthday gift. And like, as soon as I took it out of the box, I was like, can I throw the box away? And he was like, yes, I know you need to throw the box away. You know,
you have that's to how throw
like
it away.
My mentality is just like cleaning. I got to clean the stuff out.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. But I never, when they said that, I was like, wow, that really rings true. Of like, I don't know anyone growing up where it was like they would just give stuff away, no matter what it was.
No.
It was, even if you asked someone for like, toilet paper, like they would give you, they wouldn't give you like a roll of toilet paper, you know what I mean? Like a neighbor living in a building, right. They would give you like a bunch of toilet paper, like, here, I'm still holding up to half that fucking roll. And you're like, Jesus, right now it's just like, you know, you try and live in a way of like, you, as soon as I get something and I'm like, oh, this is not for my life, it's like, who can I give this to? You know, who would enjoy this? You want to go in the cup?
I'm going.
Oh, that's Tom Segura's question, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh, you don't like this. Oh, wow. I don't know what it's going to be.
Why are black people so loud?
Go ahead.
Well, quiet down, buddy.
I mean, exactly. I feel like I'm so loud, so I don't have a leg to stand on answering this question.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand that.
You know what's great? No matter how we answer this question, we can't get fired, which is cool.
Because the boss wrote it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's no way.
I don't understand that stereotype, meaning like I've never noticed that.
You've never gone to a movie?
I've gone to many movies.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. I just...
Explain.
What?
What are you talking about?
Listen, black people aren't loud, Tom. That's racist.
That's racist, Tom.
Yeah.
You need a button there. That's racist,
Tom.
That's crazy, dude.
That's racist, dude. you can't be doing that. Trying to throw us under the bus. He thought about this question for a long time, too. And then Annie walked in and he was like, shh. Are there, do we have another? You want to go in there again?
Sure. Top three crushes you've ever had. Okay. So they were all in my youth. Cause like I really haven't had crushes in my adult life, but I was obsessed with Luke Perry. Like had a full length poster on my bedroom door. So when I closed my door, he was doing this. Like had a hand behind his head and the other hand like reaching forward. Like
almost the Al Bundy.
Yeah. The Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Al Bundy was like when he grabbed his crotch, I thought always.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so he was my... Before that was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then...
JTT.
Who's the last one I had a massive crush on?
Leo Titanic. Usually girls who liked Jonathan Taylor Thomas went to Leo.
Yeah,
I could see.
I mean, Leo Titanic was something... And, oh, but I liked Leo, Romeo, and Juliet more than Leo Titanic. Mm. Him and Romeo and Juliet was everything. But then I think my next one was, I went through a Jake Gyllenhaal phase for a little while. I had a pretty big crush on him.
So that was older, right?
Yeah, like early 20s.
Did you ever meet him?
I've met him before,
and
yeah.
Were you, like, shaking
No, I thought by that point I was, like, past my crush. But I was like,
really?
Oh, look, oh, wow, he's, like, cute and nice in person. That would have been... He's a great guy.
See, I don't think it ever goes away. Like, Jennifer Love Hewitt's like a 40-year-old mother of however many right now. If she walked in the door, I'm on the
Have
floor.
Have we talked about your obsession with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
You know what's funny? I wrote the question, top three crushes, and in my head, I'm like, I only know one. Because everybody else after Jennifer Love Hewitt seemed like no one.
Was obsessed to the point where, I'll just say this and then you take it from here. I don't know how it happened, but like, Rob got some like, this is, Sopranos is already airing. A set visit with her and like she treated you like a prince and like you spent a day, you tell the story, but
hell
like
yeah,
I remember being like this bitch because I was, I was like, you know, like who's this girl? Like, you know, leading my my baby on, you know? Like, and she's like kind of my age, right? Or a little older than me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And when I saw her, the best part was she was so short. Oh, I had no idea. I thought she was going to be like taller than me. She was like five nutting.
Yeah, she's a little, she's an itty bitty.
And I was nutting.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Oh my God. She was so.
So how did that happen?
So I think what happened was I did an interview with somebody like for Sopranos, and they were like, oh, are there any actors you like look up to? And I was like, no. Like, what kind of stupid fucking question is that? I didn't care about like actors or whatever. And they're like, there's nobody who you like admire this. And I was like, well, I am in love with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I was like, if anybody ever feels the way about me that I feel about Jennifer Love Hewitt, my whole career is fucking worth it, or like some shit, yeah. I said. And my manager called me like a couple days later and was like, Jennifer Love, and like, again, there's like that Hollywood shit of who knows how it really happened, but it was like, they said that like Jennifer Love Hewitt saw the article, spoke to her manager, who spoke to my manager, and was like, why are you smiling so
much? I love it so much. It was such an innocent time.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I was a virgin. I think I was like 13 or
whatever.
You
were a baby.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, who's this girl leading on my baby? This is not okay.
So she says to her manager or whatever, like, yeah, I want to meet. That's what they said. I'm sure it was like her manager wanted to set it up or something, but there was no like photo op or nothing. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it was real that she read it and whatever. So she was working, she was doing her show, Time of Your Life. She was filming at the Guggenheim Museum, and I live close to the Guggenheim, and they're like, hey, if you want to come to the Guggenheim Museum at 5 o'clock, like she'll be here or whatever. So I roll up to the Guggenheim at like whatever, 4:45, and I bring Rex, my best friend. And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to meet Jennifer Love Hewitt. Like, we're waiting around. And all of a sudden, like, they were like, oh, she's 5 minutes like to set or whatever. And I grab Rex. I'm like, yo, we got to get out of here. I was like, I can't do this. Like, I was like, we got to bail. I was like, I just, like, at the last second, I started being like, because it was like the set and everything was going on. I was like, yo,
was
I
he
can't.
Into her too? Or he was just along for the ride?
I mean, everybody was, but not right, like me. Right. Like, we're yeah. like, I had her, my entire
This is like,
wall.
I Know What You Did Last Summer era.
Yeah.
Like, this was when she was like peak, like, she was it.
My whole wall was plastered with her.
Yes. Pictures,
photos. Yeah, and I didn't even need to use tape to put them up there, you know what I mean? So I go to then I'm like, yo, let's get out of here. And I literally go to like get a cab, and all of a sudden she's like, Robert? And I turn around and she's fucking there, and everything for the next 6 hours, I don't even...
Yeah, you were there for a long time.
I was
time.
On ecstasy. It was like being on ecstasy. And so the first thing she does is she comes over, hi, whatever. And she's like, oh, I have to go in hair and makeup now, if you don't mind like sitting with me in hair and makeup and we could talk and whatever. I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go into hair and makeup for like an hour. Well, why do you have that face on?
I don't know. It's still pissing me off for some reason.
Yeah, you seem mad. Why are you mad at Jennifer Love Hewitt for making a boy's dream come true?
I don't know. She's lovely. I'm just pissing me off. Go ahead.
Come on. We got to unpack this.
I don't know.
We
got to
know why you're mad at Jennifer Love Hewitt.
As
I'm saying this, your face is like, you look like rage. You look like I'm playing baseball in your house. Chill out, dude. Why are you so mad?
I don't know. Keep going. I'll think about it.
So we're sitting in our hair and makeup thing for like an hour talking. She could not have been sweeter. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Perfect. So then she goes, I got to get changed. They need to put me in the dress because it's like a special dress. It's like a ball gown. And like, if you don't mind like stepping out for a minute, we're like, of course. So I go outside.
It was like a red dress, wasn't it? I feel like
how
I remember.
How do you remember this?
Because I remember the photo you bringing to work.
Whoa,
being like, look.
You hated her. we go outside and me and Rex are just looking at each other. Like, now he's fully in love with her like yeah. I am. She's just like unreal. And I say to Rex, I'm like, yo, this is crazy. All of a sudden the door opens and she comes out in a full fucking ball gown. If we could find this picture, Chad, you got a job here forever. If you could find Jennifer Love Hewitt, Time of Your Life. It says she's 5'2". She is not 5'2". Jennifer Love Hewitt, Time of Your Life, red dress. That would be insane if they have her in it. No, go ahead. You could scroll down. Scroll down. Keep going. Keep going.
It was like a ball gown.
Yeah, it was like a full-on ball gown. No, but oh my God. Her cleavage was the best thing I've ever seen. She is the hottest. She is incredible. So... yeah, can you try and keep finding it? So then, damn, I can't look away. This is like my kryptonite, dude. Oh, my God. Did I mention she's such a sweetheart? So, oh, man.
I don't see it.
So then she's like, okay, we gotta, we take pictures, and we take like two pictures, me and her, and then we take a picture where she's kissing me on the cheek. And I'm like, you know, through the roof. We go to set. She works for whatever hours or whatever. And then she's like, oh, like, you know, she said whatever, like, I got to go. And she's like, let me get your number and give you my number. She writes her number down on a piece of something.
With a heart or something?
No, and she kisses
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, Robbie. And she kisses it. And it's the lipstick. And I remember it was
I don't like it.
Come on. Give us why.
Because
you can't just keep saying
like
you don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like. I don't know. It just feels like,
yeah,
just playing into like, I know you're in love with me and I'm going to kiss this paper.
She was making my dream come true. Can you go to the second photo? By the way, I had that one on my wall. The one that all the way on the left that says Time of Your Life in the where she's in the jacket. Had that on my wall. Yeah. So that red dress right there, she looks incredible. But it's a picture of the one to the left of that where she I had that on my wall. And then the girl who I was dating at the time fucking hated Jennifer Love Hewitt because I had all her pictures on my wall. So now Jennifer Love Hewitt kisses the thing. So now like 2 weeks go by. Not only do I have her number on a little piece of paper, that thing, but I made other copies in case I ever lost that copy. So I took like four pieces of paper and wrote her number on it and put it in like different places. So I was like, I could never make sure I never lose this. I didn't have a cell phone at the time. So I call, one day finally, I'm alone in that. I couldn't have it with anybody around. I'm alone in my place. I dialed her number.
What made you just think that today's the day? I need to know this.
Well, because every morning I was like, is today the day? you know, finally I was like,
fuck it. So one day
it.
You just gained the courage.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. And by the way, just try, I don't think that it could ever be on the internet, but try Robert Eiler, Jennifer Love Hewitt. I don't think it's going to show up. It's going to be like a fucking, what do you call those? A restraining order. The quote was, I've never seen a woman half as beautiful as Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That's what it says right there? Oh, yeah. My God.
Look, Robert Eiler. I've never seen a woman half as beautiful.
I'm not half as beautiful as her.
True. Listen, you're married. You have kids. I don't see you that way, Jamie. I still got you, J-Love.
Look how many illustrations they have with your quote. This is so weird.
Yeah, that is very strange. I didn't make those. I promise.
Who did?
So I call, and she's like, hello? Hang up. I hung up.
And that was it?
No. Then I called back. And I was like, hey, I just called you. I was like, so we must have got disconnected or something.
Oh my God. This is the lamest you've ever been.
So
it was with
cringy.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. And then what did you guys have? Like a phone call? You were like, hey, it's Rob?
Full on like hour and a half phone.
No! Why are you having an hour and a half phone call with a 13-year-old? This is my problem.
It was the most I had ever walked at the time. I'm just pacing my whole thing.
Pacing.
And then finally
at
the end, she's like, hey, you know, I got to go. I'm ready for work and whatever. And I was like, okay, this. And then she's like, yeah, give me a call sometime. And I never called her again. But when guys that she dated went on like Howard Stern and talked about her, they would say that like, so I think it was like Wilmer Valderrama or something was out at a club and he saw whoever it was, like Jeff Cronin or one of these other guys that she had been dating. But like they didn't know because it wasn't like the days of you Google everything.
Was
and
that
this.
The guy from LFO?
Yeah. Chinese food make me sick. And so he had a...
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah. Chinese food make me sick. He had a ring on and they had the same ring on. And Wilmer Valderrama was like, oh, shit, we have the same ring or whatever. And he's like, yeah, my girl got it for me. And he's like, oh, me too. And it was both Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah. So.
Repeat offender.
Yeah. But it was at the same time.
She was dating them at the same time?
She was dating a bunch of dudes at the same time. By the way,
she is having the time of her life.
Oh, she gave me the time of my life without even doing anything. Just smile. Oh, my God. Thank God.
I don't think if, like, a young boy had a crush on me, I would, like, entertain it by talking to him for an hour.
Yeah, you're cold. You're cold-hearted.
Okay.
See, that's why you bang your hand into the door.
This is my karma.
You deserve it. Yeah, God punished you. There were guys who had crushes on you back in the day.
She
and
probably
what did
has
you do?
Beautiful, young-looking hands still.
Oh, she does. Angelic. She is. To me... 10 out of 10.
I don't know why this bothers me so much, but it does. Nothing against her. I hear she's lovely. We have mutual friends. But yeah.
And by the way, still to this day, I think if she walked in the door, it would get ugly. Where like I wouldn't be able to chill.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't because I'm just.
Why don't
it was
you
like,
DM her? You can borrow my Instagram and DM her from me.
Because that's the whole thing. I don't want to.
Like that way I can watch the combo.
That's it. When people always talk about like meeting celebrities, I don't want to meet anybody. Like if you were like in the next room is like the best celebrity ever or this, I don't want to meet anyone. Like right. I just don't. But you especially guys. Like, well, you have a friend who I had a crush on. For a long time.
Emmanuel. Truly, that is one of the most beautiful women in the entire world, inside and out. She's the best.
One of the most beautiful women ever. Can you Google Emmanuel and then just put CH and then whatever crazy letters come up after that, that's
Shrieky.
Her.
Shrieky. Her last name is Shrieky. C-H-R-I-Q-U-I.
Yo. Oh my God. Dude, when she was at your wedding... I was just
she's
like,
the best.
My God.
She is the best. She's the best.
And by the way, can I just tell you something? I'm a face guy. Like, what are you shaking your head for, Annie?
Just enjoying.
you don't get a better face than Emmanuel.
I mean, that is a...
To me, she is the most beautiful woman in the world.
She and but like, there were times where I'd come over to your crib and she'd just be sitting on the couch and I'd be like, motherfucker. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, it was stressful.
You're like that about her and you're like that about Minka, too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, oh, was it Kasim then? Yeah. Kasim was weird about Minka when I mentioned her? Yeah.
Minka, well, here's the thing.
Well, Minka's stunning as well.
Minka's beautiful, but I met Minka when I was 38. Like, there's nobody who now would get me, you know what I mean? Like, Emmanuel got me because I was fucking...
Right. You, okay.
20 the first time I saw her, so I was like, oh my God, you know what I mean? Where, yeah. Like, I looked at it like, oh my God, this, like, higher than... Where now, like, there's no one I could meet
no
where
one impresses
I'd be, like,
you now?
Not, like, I'm not impressed, but nowhere where I'd be like, whoa. Like,
really?
I walked by, no. It's still that, like, it's the, like, childhood thing of, like, oh, my God. And it was also, like, you know, everyone loved Entourage. I loved Entourage. Yeah. She was, like, the Entourage girl. Yeah. You know, it was, like,
yeah.
She was, what, Annie, what are you feeling Emmanuel? What are you thinking about Emmanuel? What are we talking here?
What the fuck kind of question? Of course, yeah.
Jesus, you can't that. Say yeah, fucking yeah, yeah, anything yeah. to this guy. Forget it, Annie.
What?
I'm sorry for asking you a question.
I'm like, I'm agreeing with
no
you.
No one is ever going to argue about that.
I thought
that.
You were like, what kind of question is that? Like, no, you're, no. Okay.
No.
I was like, well, I can't say anything to you anymore. No. Damn it, Annie.
You're never going to get an argument about that.
Yeah, boy. Anybody not feeling her back there? Heather?
She's hot.
She's, I mean, yeah, she's, yeah, I know. There were like, and that was.
No. While we're all having a conversation then there with the booth, do any of you feel like it's a tad weird to have an hour and a half conversation with a 13-year-old boy?
If the 13-year-old boy?
Like,
no.
Thank you.
No?
Nah, because it's a boy. Yeah. If it was a girl, yeah.
And I was
but
a
an
stud.
Hour and a half? Like, I understand like a 10-minute, 15-minute conversation, like mm-hmm. cute, like. An hour and a half?
I think it's super weird.
I bet that was a pretty
thank
cool
you.
Hour.
Super weird.
Oh, it was the
you.
Best hour.
I mean,
and
it depends. Am I the boy? Then it's fine.
Yeah. It was.
Okay. What if you're not the boy?
It is weird.
Okay.
Guys, can you guys throw out top three crushes you've ever had? Who are we talking back there? Can we get some names?
I only have one, and it was Britney Spears when I was a kid.
Wow, really?
Britney Spears is my chick for sure.
Wow, I never for one second, like we used to go to Suede, she'd be there. It didn't even, she'd walk right by me.
Really?
Nothing.
She's a tiny little one too.
Yeah, I just never saw.
I honestly think, you know, it's probably the same for me, like, that's what I was in. I was watching MTV fucking music videos all the time. So I feel like I just saw her all the time, and she was the hot chick at the time. So
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
can we get some other names back there?
One of my first ones was Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, and I like that one. She was gorgeous.
Yeah, look at the stuff. Yeah. Isn't it sweet?
Her little seashell bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
You know, I played Belle in Beauty and the Beast. Nick Jonas played Chip. When I was Belle. He was little Chip. Mm-hmm.
I came to see you when you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know.
He used to like draw me pictures backstage in the show. You know, he was like 8 years old. He was so cute.
Yeah, and you just fucking ignore him all the time because that's what you're supposed to do.
I
right?
said, thank you for the picture, sweet boy, and I walked away. I didn't give him scented or kissed pieces of paper and my phone number.
Scented? Okay, we'll do real quick who knows less about Sopranos. And if it's no good, we could just not. So we have, or we could just skip it for this episode, do it next time. Yeah, we'll save it for next time.
Okay.
We're out of here, guys. Thank you for listening. Don't be creepy, guys.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think you're great. I love you.
I think you're great.
I know we have mutual friends.
She's never gonna
no
see
beef
this.
Here.
Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, you'll never see this. Forget it.
She has like a life now and kids.
I thought it was
creepy.
I don't like it.